In Northwest News on KPLU, a group of Democratic lawmakers in the Washington House of Representatives is trying again to link Boeing's tax break to the number of jobs the company keeps in the state. This time, they won support from two Republicans. More from KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross.
Boeing's two biggest unions have pushed for this bill because the company has been shedding jobs ever since the state extended its aerospace tax breaks in late 2013. Boeing's workforce in Washington state has shrunk by about 4,000 positions. June Robinson is a Democratic representative from Everett, the site of one of Boeing's factories. She put forward a similar bill last year that didn't win any Republican co-sponsors. But, she says, Republicans are starting to come around to the idea of making Boeing's tax breaks contingent on keeping a certain number of jobs here.
The idea, the whole purpose behind the tax break was to maintain and grow jobs here. And in fact, that's not what's happening. So I think we've just seen frustration around this issue continue to grow.
This year's bill isn't as tough as last year's. This one ratchets up the tax rate if Boeing cuts more than 4,000 jobs. Last year's version would have forced Boeing to boost its headcount to about where it was in late 2013 in order to get the lowest tax rate. A company executive testified against that bill last year, saying that over the long term, Boeing has shown its commitment to the state and that changing the incentives now would undermine trust. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.